Water is one of the elements that makes Ireland so special. We have plenty of it. Our coastline is bejeweled with intertidal wetlands. The whole island of Ireland is richly crisscrossed with wonderful rivers and streams. We have a profusion of lakes, marshes and ponds. All these watery worlds are habitat for one of our most elegant birds, the grey heron. Grey herons are at home almost right across the globe, but they're particularly well catered for here in Ireland, gracing shallow rivers and ponds, wading through coastal habitats at low tide. Their noble stature, familiar to all of us. Herons are a particularly beautiful animal, tall and poised, with long legs and a long neck, an elegant gait, and dagger-shaped beak. They have a look of dignity that always inspires admiration. Herons are also endowed with stylish colouring of grey and white, the streak of black crest across their head, and the gentle yellow of their legs and beak. These are birds of great natural beauty. Their long legs mean they can stand in shallow water without getting their feathers wet. There they perch patiently like a statue, motionless, watching the water for sight of a fish worthy of season. When they spot a fish, they cock their head from side to side, assessing the distance and speed of their potential prey, calculating the distortion caused by refraction as light waves change the angle when they pass from air through water. So the heron has to make sure it's calculating correctly as it measures the true distance of the fish which it desires before plunging their head in the water and making a strike for the fish. Their long neck allows them to lunge at a target prey with both subtlety and speed, taking an unsuspecting eel or trout by surprise, but saving the heron the hassle of getting wet every time it makes a catch. Herons are supremely adapted for fishing. The inside of their beak is rough, to help it hold on to the slippery fish and eels. Their middle toe has evolved a comb-like structure to allow the bird to scrape off fishy slime from its feathers. Preening is important for all water birds. Their feathers have to be clean and well tended to stay waterproof. Keeping their coat spick and span is a matter of life or death. It's not just fish that herons eat. They're fond of frogs as well. And they eat beetles and crabs and small mammals too. Anything that moves in the water, really. As excellent hunters, they're easygoing about their protein intake. Whatever the animal they stalk, they often stand on one leg while they're keeping watch, patiently standing motionless in or by the water's edge. One early explorer of Ireland had an interesting explanation for the one-legged stance of herons and cranes. Giraldus Cambrensis, grandson of Henry I, King of England, visited Ireland in 1183. Cambrensis' mother's family were Fitzgeralds, a Norman family who played a major role in the Norman invasions of Ireland. And he came here to document Ireland's nature, topography, and, I quote, the primitive origins of its race. Much of what he wrote about our island's nature and its people was falsified and fanciful, though many of his written observations give us valuable insights to the state of nature in 12th century Ireland. He observed that cranes were plentiful here in the 12th century, which was probably true. But he had a rather unlikely story about why herons and cranes stood on one leg while perching by the water. According to Cambrensis, cranes and herons stood on one foot because in the other foot they held a stone. When the bird dozed off, the stone would drop, the bird would awaken, and he could resume his watch of the water. Later texts confirm that cranes were once plentiful in Ireland, and the bones of cranes have also been unearthed in caves. But cranes went extinct here during the Middle Ages. Herons are often referred to as cranes here, even though they are different, if not related, bird. Herons are faring well here today, thriving in a range of watery habitats. In many cultures, a heron is a symbol of contentment, beautiful and solitary, graceful and powerful. I can't help but see herons as a meditative bird. Their stillness as they watch the water. They seem part of the river, at one with their environment. They inspire a sense of quiet, of calm, and embody the rewards of grace and patience.
The back of the winter is broken, and light lingers long by the